gents. Here it is, the show you've been waiting for, the show you've heard so much about. This is the show that gives you what you want the way you like it. So move right up front for Full Frontal Nudity.
David Harris and Jeffrey Witter are about to play us a little something. Play us a little something. Is this Full Frontal Nudity? Full Frontal Nudity.
Yes.
It's 7 o'clock in Portland, Oregon. 8 o'clock in Casper, Wyoming. 9 o'clock in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
In Baltimore, it's 6:42.
And time for a brand new hour of FFN on the air.
As opposed to an old dead hour.
Yeah. Well, that's like Jerry Garcia and Bob Weir and those guys. You want dead. But we are Full Frontal Nudity. My name is Jeffrey Witte, and I'm joined by my co-host, my bandmate, under a little duress this evening. Let's say he is here.
I think.
Making the effort.
acting like I care. Mr. David Harris.
There you go. We have to get the name out there.
Yeah.
And like I said, we're here for an hour. And hopefully Dave, who just celebrated a birthday a couple days ago, so show him some love. He's dealing with a sore throat, so we're going to try to keep the babbling to the bare minimum.
Tonight's show now with minimal babble.
with like 50, 60% less babble. Not guaranteed, though. But it's guaranteed we have a website, www.fullfrontalnuditytheband.com. Go there, check out the FFN stuff, go to the store, and well, you know.
You know the drill.
Yeah, you know the drill. And you're also tuned in to blogtalkradio.com right now. You're looking at our show page. When this is up and running, when we're done all the talking we're going to do, you can download this episode. You can go back into the archives and listen to this episode and the previous episodes. Or you can subscribe to the show by pressing that little iTunes icon, and every new episode will be downloaded into your iTunes library.
Of course, only if you want to.
That's right. You don't want to.
We're not going to force you.
That's right. If you listened last week, it was a great show. See, there you go. You can download last week's episode. A lot of cool local music from some Baltimore bands. And we thank you for tuning in. We had a surge in listenership. I told David that before we went on air.
I'd like to credit it to our friend Mr. Lee Townsend, who called and made last week's show just a little more interesting than it would have been.
Yeah. And then he dropped some news. So you want to know what news that was, check out last week's episode. That's after you get through this episode. So hopefully you've returned this week. You're a returning listener. We thank you. If you're a brand new listener, we got to welcome you the only way we know how. So welcome.
Welcome to a Nickelback-free zone.
And there's this.
No play for Coldplay.
And we're going to talk a little bit about this J.O. in a second.
Everyone knows that Creed blows.
And we're definitely not talking about
these guys. We draw the line at Florida-Georgia line.
nope, we're not going to talk about them. We're just going to play them instead.
Well, you know, look, when you start talking about like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, that type of game, I guess you could make an argument that we're going to kind of, in a roundabout way, talk about them without referring to them specifically by name. There is one guy that we will refer to all the time by name.
Bono is a pompous ass.
Because we here at FFN on the air, FFN Rule MF, and www.fullfrontnuditytheband.com.
Yes, get that plug in there.
That's right. We live by one mantra and one mantra only, and it goes like this.
Chipping away at the foundation of sanity, one podcast at a time.
There you go. So now
am I on the show?
Only in voice, Rob. Let you know that our chat room is open, and I check on it. I'm the only one in there right now. So come join me. Our phone lines are open. You know, you are the classiest listeners.
I'll tell you what,
though.
Why don't you call me sometime when you have no class?
At 347-884-9655. You can chat with us and join into the show.
And call us, maybe.
Yes. Carly Rae Jepsen reference. She'll get a reference, but those idiots, Big Machine Records, will not get a mention. So let's take a look at the news.
Like to take a look at the news.
Exactly. So a little hodgepodge of different topics. Since I started off with the copyright issues and the description, just because we've talked about it before, the Led Zeppelin Spirit lawsuit is being moved to California. It was going to be in Pennsylvania, but none of the guys live in Pennsylvania. So it kind of would make sense to move.
Going to California with an aching in its heart.
Exactly. Exactly. I read that story, and then there was another story that's been making the rounds. You take a look at loudwire.com or ultimateclassicrock.com. It's kind of interesting.
But where does it go now?
Where does it go?
Exactly.
Guns N' Roses. They had a song, big hit, Sweet Child of Mine. We just sang a little bit of it, and we're not paying one penny for it. Because it might not even go to Guns N' Roses anyway. Seems that in the early 80s, there was a band in Australia. I've seen them referred to as The Crawl, and I've seen them referred to as The Australian Crawl. And I remember David talking about kind of where they would throw in a UK or USA or something to a name for no reason. You were talking about that with Kicks.
Yeah, but there's also cases like Squeeze. There was a U.S. band when the first Squeeze album came out.
Right.
So it came out as U.K. Squeeze.
But they had The Crawl, what we'll just call them The Crawl, had a song out. I don't have the name of it in front of me, but if you look online, you can look it up, that has similarities to Sweet Child of Mine. I listen to it and I go, okay, I can understand that. kind of like listening to the Spirit song and go, okay, they have a point with Stairway to Heaven. The guy who wrote, co-wrote the song for The Crawl said in an article, you know, he's not really going to pursue anything because at the time he wasn't thinking about, oh, what is this? He was more interested in the drug lives of Guns N' Roses. So, I mean, once again, we've talked about this a little bit before. It's kind of hard not to cross streams.
Yes, because
musically,
so many songs have been written. How many more can possibly be written?
Right. So, it's interesting. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, you know, at least on purpose. It's like the George Harrison "My Sweet Lord" thing.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that's a joke.
Right.
I don't get it. You know, I've listened to "He's So Fine" a million times.
Mm-hmm.
Listened to "My Sweet Lord" a thousand times, and I just do not hear the similarity. I don't know if it's just my ears, because there are people that say they can hear it, but I can't.
Yeah. Well, once again, it's one of those things, if you put those two songs side by side, for most people, they'd go, okay, well, that's coincidence.
Yeah.
George Harrison set out and said, I'm going to steal that song.
Yeah. All I got to say is, do lang, do lang, do lang.
There you go. That's all you can say. Okay, let's see what else we got here. To kind of like bridge here, there's officially an authorized Jimi Hendrix biopic in the works. Gentleman that direct the Tom Hanks film about the Pirates, he's behind it, and he's finally getting cooperation with Experience Hendrix company set up.
Let's be honest. Experience Hendrix are not going to allow a film that shows Hendrix in any kind of negative light.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, with every artist from the 60s, there's good and bad.
Absolutely.
Even though The Doors may not be 100% accurate and true,
mm-hmm.
It never showed Jim Morrison in an always positive light.
Right.
And that's one thing I like about it.
Mm-hmm. It just shows that they're human. You're always looking for a character that you can sympathize with. That you can look up at, you know, whether you have a DVD or Blu-ray on, or you go to a theater and see it. You want to identify with some little aspect of the character. So, you know, if they're pristine, if they don't have one single flaw, you go, yeah, right. And especially if you know the backstory of someone like Jim Morrison or Jimi Hendrix or any other your favorite rock and roll heroes, you know that they have flaws.
Well, and we know Hendrix was no saint, you know.
Yes, we do. So that would be interesting if we find out anything more about it, which surely we'll pass it along. I also talked about Whacked Out Frontman. And, you know, our favorite frontmen are not having a good time. You know, Scott Weiland, you got to check out the video. of him singing Vaseline.
But I've heard things from other dates on the tour that said he was great. So, I mean, it makes me wonder what, you know.
He was blaming faulty monitors that he couldn't hear himself.
I don't know. I mean, I'd like to think he's clean, but, I mean, we're talking about a pretty hardcore junkie, you know.
Yes. And we're going to talk about another one, too. The Continuing Adventures of Scott Stapp, lead singer of Creed, in the no-duh file. Drug use and bipolar disorder sparked his meltdown. All those Facebook videos, all the stuff that we were talking about when they were going down, he thinking that his family was in ISIS and people were out to kill him, and that he was working with the CIA to assassinate President Obama. No rational thinking man would go off on that type of logic. In all honesty, all kidding aside, I hope Scott is getting the help that he needs, if indeed all this is true.
Yes.
Oh. And let's see. Some kind of depressing news, especially if you're a Sunday Night Fox Animation Domination fan. Harry Shearer is leaving The Simpsons. Now, how do you do that?
Easy, get Billy West.
Yeah, you get Billy West. You can get a lot of great voiceover artists.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter, you know, it's not going to be the same without Harry Shearer. That's the fact.
Yeah.
The thing is, The Simpsons are Fox's cash cow.
Yes, it is. Very true.
I hear that it's about money.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. It's like
is it going to hurt to give Harry Shearer a little more money? I mean, it's not like he only does one voice.
Yeah, well, I mean, you in any of these shows, you really can't do one voice. And they're going to bring in different characters, and they're going to look to their voiceover artists to go, hey, what can you do with this? The very great documentary, you can see it on Netflix, called I Know That Voice. And has Billy West in it. And just a whole bunch of names that if you look at the credits, your favorite cartoons nowadays, you're going to know their names. But they talk about that, too. How they will have to, animators will come up and go, you know, we're going to add this character. What do you got? Now, Harry Shearer was good at that. And we love Harry Shearer. Come on, Spinal Tap.
Yep.
Folksman. It'll be interesting to see how that all turns out. And you want to talk about cash cows on Fox. American Idol has said they're going to do one more season and then they're done. And they should have said that a few seasons ago.
Yes.
But the reason why I bring that up is last night was the finale, the ho-hum finale, where you get to see the next person that's going to be, you're going to see his face and go, I thought he was famous. I thought he was relevant. But during the finale, this frontman, Steven Tyler, performed his new country song, Love Is Your Name. If you had a chance to hear this, Dave,
nope, I've avoided it like the plague.
All right. Well,
hey, you know, I consider, you know, I heard enough of Bret Michaels' country song. I don't need to hear Steven Tyler's.
All right. Now, I've listened to it. This is my honest review. No joking around. It's an honest review. I don't find it that bad of a song, but it is definitely not country. It's one of those things, like, you can't just put a fiddle or banjo or mandolin and just throw that in and call it country. You can't do that. I think it's better than what you hear on mainstream country radio now. But you won't hear that song on mainstream country radio unless it's a complete sellout. They're sucking on the teats of big business. You'll hear the song on country radio. It's better than like Aerosmith songs like I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. I don't want to hear that song ever again. Love Is Your Name? Maybe. It's not a horrible song, but you know, I can understand, Dave, why you won't listen to it. And good. We'll save the last one on my list. Go after and play some songs. Give your voice a rest. Give my voice a rest. We're going to play a lot of like Americana music tonight. That's what our three songs are all about. The first one up is Ray Wiley Hubbard.
Hubbard.
It's a very defiant song. It's a statement song. And it makes you feel a little bit dirty saying it. It's not Snake Farm. Here's Ray Wiley Hubbard with Screw You, We're From Texas.
I got on my cowboy boots, jeans, and a lawyer's shirt. Mirrors, sunglasses, and mobile phone. I guess I look like some Porter Ansys dope dealers out on bail just trying to get home. But I ain't in jail, and I got me a guitar. Got a little band that's hotter than a rocket. Sometimes we're sloppy, we're always loud. Tonight we're just ornery and locked in the pocket. But screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you. Texas has gotten a bad reputation because of what happened in Dallas and Waco. And our corporations, they are corrupt, and our politicians are swindlers and loco. But when it comes to music, my friend, I believe these words are as true as St. John the Revelator's. Our Mr. Vaughn was the best that there ever was, and no band was cooler than a 13th floor elevator. So screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. We're from Texas. Screw you, screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you. We're from Texas. We're from Texas. Screw you. Screw you. We're from Texas. Screw you. We're from Texas. Screw you. We're from Texas. We're from Texas. Screw you. We're from Texas. Screw you.
That was Wade Bowen to Bad Weather. Before that, we played Ray Wiley Hubbard. Screw you, we're from Texas.
Well, we're not. We're from Baltimore.
But our hearts are elsewhere. We may be from Baltimore, but piece of our hearts is Texas. Now you are listening for about another half hour or less to FFN on the air. We are full throttle nudity. My name is Jeffrey Whitty, and I'm joined by my co-host, my bandmate,
Mr. David Harris.
Yes. And I want to let you know the chat room is open, and no one's there except me. As usual.
Nobody but Jeff.
Nobody.
Oh, yeah. Nobody.
Nobody.
No.
And our phone lines are also open, so you gotta come and play with
us. Play with us, Daddy. Forever and ever and ever.
At 347-884-9655. Come on and talk to us. And see? What happens? I say the number again. It's fresh in your head. We have a caller. So let's pass him on through. Hello, caller. How are you? Ah! Never, ever, ever, ever let us down.
They never let us down. Ooh, never let us down. Ah, never let us down. They call
not even tonight. the last thing that I had on my little sticky note list on the computer was I finally got around to watching Montage of Heck. I finally got around to watching that. And all I want to say is, does Courtney Love really think that people want to see her topless?
You know, she didn't have any say in that. She just allowed them to use whatever footage was there. So,
The filmmakers wanted to see her topless.
It's really unnecessary, but it is what it is, you know?
Yeah. It is quite a documentary. It's a lot of stuff thrown at you.
Yes, it is.
And what's your take on it now that we can talk about it?
Well, I can say, I mean, the fact of the matter is, it was a little invasive, but I think that was necessary in this case.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, I mean, the fact of the matter is, I've read all the books.
Yeah.
So there was nothing in there that was news to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was nothing that was like, oh my God, I can't believe that, because I've read the books.
Right.
I mean, I thought it was a great documentary, though. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Really well done, well put together. As I said, a little times uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah.
A little invasive at times.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, I think that kind of goes with the territory.
Yes. Yes, I have to agree to that. Yeah, I tracked down what he talked about when he was talking with Buzz Osborne at the Melvins. He's talking about a film that I guess you can find it online. It looks interesting. Unless I pull up my YouTube history, I can't remember the name of it. as one of those kids rebelling against the adult type.
Oh, yeah, they showed a big clip of it, too.
Yeah. Thing that got my attention was the guy who was in the cop uniform, security guard uniform, since I haven't watched that movie. Recognized him as Doughboy, or not Doughboy. Yeah, Doughboy from Taxi Driver. So I found that interesting. Found his Kurt Cobain's cover of And I Love Her pretty cool.
Yeah, that was definitely interesting.
Yeah, it was definitely a cool documentary. You just have to get through it.
Yeah, it's long. It's 2 hours and 5 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe closer to 2 hours and 10 minutes. It was shown in a 2 hour and 15 minute slot, but it didn't take up the whole slot.
Right, right.
But I mean, yeah, I definitely recommend any Ravens fan watch it. Ravens, my God, I got Ravens on the brain because I'm working on editing footage.
Right. And we know you meant Nirvana.
Yeah. Any Nirvana fan owes themselves to watch it at least once. Is it the kind of thing you're going to watch over and over again? No.
No.
The only way I will watch it again is if there is, in fact, a different cut released, because there were interviews done after the cut that they showed on HBO was put together. Like, I mean, that's the thing. I'm sure most people are like, where's Dave?
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask. Where was Dave Grohl?
And, well, he apparently was interviewed, but not in enough time to make the cut that was showed on HBO.
Yeah. But they made up for it with Chris Novoselic.
Yeah, because the fact of the matter, Dave Grohl's talked about it many times.
Yeah.
You know, over the years. But Novoselic has never really opened up. And he's one of the first voices you hear.
Yep.
But, I mean, though I don't believe even though I'm not a conspiracy theorist, though I do not believe it was a suicide, I'm glad they didn't dawn on that too much in the film.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like how they ended it. They just ended it. And they didn't dwell on that, like you said. Or it would have been a 3-hour documentary. I just like they showed the MTV Unplugged and then this little postscript, you know, and it went away. Because I also read somewhere that there's supposed to be another type of documentary coming out.
Yep, about the investigator that investigated the case all these years.
Yeah. So that'll get
it. He also doesn't believe it's a suicide.
But it makes you wonder, you know, if it wasn't a suicide, what happened?
A lot of people, I mean, and, you know, I'm not going to say this is what I believe because I'm not sure what I believe that he didn't pull the trigger. That's really all I believe.
Okay, well, I think that's safe to say.
Yeah. So, to make a long story short, what I believe happened was it was definitely murder. Why or who? I'm not sure. a lot of people tend to believe that it was Courtney because Kurt wanted a divorce. And that suicide note was actually a divorce letter, you know, with him saying goodbye to Courtney rather than goodbye to life.
Right.
And she didn't want to let go of her cash cow. So she was behind killing him. As I said, that's what some people believe.
Yeah, well, you said you read all the books. So I trust your opinion there.
I can't say that I completely disagree, but the fact of the matter is no one really knows. I just know that I don't believe he shot himself because there was so much dope in his system that it would have been impossible for him to pull a trigger.
Well, I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, of course, it's probably in every book that you read. It's definitely in the documentary. He had a lot of pain.
Yes.
Internal pain.
Pains. They were a big issue all of his life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying that he wasn't suicidal. They talked about in the documentary about how he attempted, or how he laid on the train tracks.
Yeah.
And almost killed himself as a teenager. So I'm not saying that, you know, it wasn't just depression and he killed himself. I just don't believe that it was just because of the toxicology reports showing that there's so much in his system that it would have been virtually impossible to pull the trigger.
Yes. Well, you can go on HBO Go, or check it out on HBO when it airs.
Oh, yeah, they're playing the hell out of it right now.
Yeah. Why not? Why wouldn't they play the heck out of it?
It's just like they played the Scientology documentary over and over.
Yes. And, you know, that's yet another one that you should see at least once. You might not want to watch it again. It's rather lengthy.
It's a director's cut of the montage of Heck, I Will Watch It Again.
Yeah.
Just
well, you said that they have all this extra footage that they didn't have by the premiere.
I mean, even if it's only Dave Grohl, I'd like to have, I think his side of the story should be in there as well.
Yeah, let's interview Pat Smear.
Oh yeah, that I, you know, I didn't even think about that. Pat Smear. What about? I don't remember seeing any of the other drummers interviewed.
That's true.
I mean, there's plenty of people that could have been interviewed, but one thing that I did like, I mean, it's also one of the first times I've actually seen anything from his mother. Because his mother refused to work with Charles Cross when he wrote what is considered to be the definitive biography, that being Heavier Than Heaven by Charles Cross.
Okay.
But Courtney was involved with that. Because she gave full access to his journals, diaries, and whatnot. He also didn't interview Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl. It's so nice to see his face, his name over a lot of cool projects. and he does the killer Summer of 69. Poke around the web. Look for him.
But is his cover of Summer of 69 as cool as Ryan Adams?
As Ryan Adams? Ryan Adams did a version too?
Yes.
Wow.
Because, you know, after throwing someone out many years ago, well, he had a tendency of throwing anyone that requested Summer of 69 out of his concerts. He finally actually performed it.
Oh. Well, then I don't know. I don't know if it's as cool.
Back in April. Because, you know, he's only one B away from Bryan Adams.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny. I typed it up. I just Googled it. And in Ryan Adams' Summer of 69 News, the Foo Fighters is actually there. And then underneath it, Ryan Adams wants to cover Ryan Adams now.
That's cool. That's cool. Well, we've talked for a bit. Got one more song to play. It's from Todd Snyder. And speaking of covers, Cross Canadian Ragweed did a cover of this song. Gave them a shout out on their Live and Loud at Kane's Ballroom CD when they did this song. But here's the original dude doing it. Todd Snyder, Late Last Night.
Well, you gotta keep it down. I was up kinda late last night. Now I'm feeling like I usually feel after I feel alright. I don't wanna hear another word about morning. I can't take the light. Well, could you try to keep it down? I was up kinda late last night. You see, there's something inside this world that's gone so wrong. There's a gap between the rich and the poor, a million miles long. I think the fact that you and your friends wanna stand up and make it right. Well, could you try to keep it down? I was up kinda late last night. I was down at the bar like the fool I am, dancing on the table, the sun a slam. I met a whole lot of people that I still don't know. I just rolled in an hour ago. Could you try to keep it down? Try to keep it down. Try to keep it down. I was up kinda late last night.
Todd Snyder. Todd Snyder. During late last night. That'll wake you up.
Can you keep it down?
Don't. Since we have a few minutes left in the live show, CSI, the original CSI, is finally going away. Much to the delight. With a 2-hour finale, series finale.
And Ted Danson will be moving the CSI Cyber.
Yes. So, you know, that, it's just any CSI fan. It's like the last breath there.
It should make them happy, though, that they are getting Peterson and I can't think of the woman's name back for
Mark
the final.
Mark Helgenberger.
Yes.
It'd be nice if they get George Eads, who played Nick Stokes, who just left. He said he's leaving, and now the season is done. So it's kind of like, so what? Bring him back, too. For one last hurrah. That's, and then I also read that Person of Interest has got like a, I think, truncated season.
Yeah, 13 episodes.
That's okay. I don't want to see that go either.
Well, I'll tell you, they have a lot to wrap up in 13 episodes.
Yeah. So, you know, well, at least there's another season for that. What's some other? I know that you keep up with them. I know you type up the TV stuff. What's some other series that are going away?
There's a lot of stuff. So everyone's going to love CBS because a lot of people's favorite shows are not even going to be on. A lot of people's favorite shows are not even going to be on until 2016, unless new shows get canceled quickly.
Battle Creek. Battle Creek is gone.
Well, now it's canceled. Yeah, that didn't really have a fair shot anyway. I didn't watch it. Sunday nights, I watch Fox. I'm not going to lie.
No, that's fine. It's a quirky show. It should have been given a little bit more of a chance.
But,
And that's to give him a little bit of time pull up his stuff.
2016, I understand why Fox isn't in a rush to bring New Girl back, because Zooey Deschanel's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanna wait there, which is perfectly understandable.
Yes.
So that's not going to be back on until 2016. But also, for CBS people, well, we already mentioned Person of Interest. It won't be back until 2016 in the shortened season.
Yeah.
Then, for people that are fans of Mike and Molly, it's also being held back for mid-season.
Mm-hmm.
And so is Two Broke Girls. They're going to be doing the same thing they did last year for the beginning of the season. They're going to have football on Thursdays, put Big Bang Theory on Mondays.
Great. Did not notice I haven't talked about football this whole hour.
Yes, but you got to talk about balls.
Yes, a lot of balls. And a guy named the Deflator. Oh boy. There's just been a lot of joy and anguish the past few days. But what's some other, since you pulled it up, what's some other TV news in the last 2.5 minutes we got?
I have nothing.
Oh.
Let's see. I'll tell you what was can't hire. Constantine and One Big Happy were canceled.
All right, well.
The Mindy Project and The Following were canceled.
Yes, but The Mindy Project has potential to find.
Yes. Hulu, possibly.
Hulu, yeah.
Forever and Cristela were canceled.
Cristela, yet another one that should have gotten a better chance.
No. And Stalker and in the previously mentioned CSI were canceled.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to mention what CW, because who cares about CW? Let's see what else. That's it.
Okay, well,
really.
The British lady gave us the 90-second thing. Folks, you tuned in to listen to us live. Thank you for doing so. If you want to listen to us later on, we thank you then, too. And we should be back next week. Should have something going on next week.
Perhaps.
And maybe Dave's throat will be a little bit better. He can sing something else for us. I know. Thank you. We'll see you next week. And now we're going to do this.
Is the show over?
Yes. Dragging on, Rob. We're just dragging it out.
Dragging by.
So cycling nice to the bad guy.
Good night, bad guy.
FFN on the air. Off the air.
Yes, Tom Brady's deflated balls has been in the news. And I'm telling you, the Patriots are not going down without a fight.
I see he's already challenged that decision.
Yes. I mean, it's sort of like you knew that was coming.
Yeah.
You know that. But, I mean, the funniest part right now is Patriots released this 20,000-word rebuttal to the Wells report. And in it, they said that, you know, a lot of the investigation centered on some emails or text messages going with the ball attendants and bathroom attendant, I believe. And one of them referred to himself as the player. Now, the Patriots are saying that what he's really talking about, he's not talking about deflating balls. He's talking about losing weight. I read that. I about fell off the couch. I said, that's how low they're going. And that cracked me up to no end. But, you know, I've enjoyed, I have a lot of people that love me enough to send me the names on Facebook. And, of course, I got to share them with people. Jesus. It really is a very stupid issue all the way around. We're talking about deflated balls. It's the integrity of the game. And what it has brought out was like, I forget the website, but it's like a link in one of the stories. It says that every team cheats. You can go on this website and you can click on a team and you can find out how much they cheated. And every time that it was documented that they cheated. And I went on the website, our Baltimore Ravens are exceptional cheaters. Then I looked up the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they're worse.
Does
but then you click on the Patriots, they're only like mild. It's like half of everybody else's score.
I wonder if that site's biased.
I think it's biased because it popped up when this judgment was handed down from Roger Goodell. That website popped up. Oh. But then you had the GoFundMe campaign. Have you read about that?
No.
The Patriots fans have started a GoFundMe campaign to raise money to pay that $1 million fine that. The NFL levied against the Patriot organization. And they, last I checked, they might have had like 17,000 or something like that. It's unreal. Yeah, we're jealous. We're jealous of their great athleticism. We're just jealous. No, we're not. It's arrogance. It's arrogance in their whole organization that makes me rally against them. And their deflated balls. Somebody like songified the Tom Brady press conference too. We were talking about how he likes his balls. That was kind of cool. When they put in like that auto-tune type thing and they make a song out of it. That was kind of cool. So, I don't know. You got anything you want to talk about in this after show? Anything at all? Are you on mute? I just took a look at my cell phone. I think he might have got cut off. So, I'm going to cut this off. I'm sure if Dave were here, he would say thank you for listening, especially listening to this 5 to 6 minute rant of mine. Tune in next week. We do appreciate you tuning in. And until next week, bye-bye.